AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. I'm joined now by Melissa Huberty, Stearns County Human Services. Melissa, the government shutdown has ended. SNAP benefits, getting those turned around for November. Do you know what kind of timeline that we have for individuals interested in that benefit?
Yes, I do. And this has been a changing landscape, as you know. Last week, the federal judge in Rhode Island, ordered the federal government to fully fund November SNAP benefits on Friday of last week. So Minnesota went ahead and did issue those benefits on Friday of last week, on November 7th. And then on Saturday later, the USDA said they wanted the funds back. But Minnesota doesn't have a mechanism for returning funds. And at that point, they'd already been issued to beneficiaries. So people had already spent some of the money. So for November and going forward, given that it looks like the federal government shutdown is ending, people should be getting their benefits in about the normal window of time. And each month, SNAP benefits are issued around the 4th through the 13th of each month. So people should be getting their benefits right on time.
And this didn't seem like that was very possible a few weeks ago when we talked.
No, it did not seem like it was very possible. And to get to this spot has been quite difficult as well. There's different edicts that have been coming out of the federal government, and the states have all been doing different things. However, with Minnesota, once the USDA said, go ahead and issue those benefits on Friday of last week, we went ahead and, as a state, issued them to the 440,000 Minnesotans that are on SNAP benefits.
Does that money come from the state? Does it come from the federal government? Where are you seeing that money when it comes into the county?
So how it happens is the USDA, the federal government, issues it to states, and the states issue it to a vendor. And that vendor received the money. And then when the vendor gets the money, they push it out to the EBT cards. And that is what happened on November 7th. So some folks, though, were becoming eligible towards the end of last month or even into November for the first time. And it takes some administration of that to get those benefits out. But for everyone else who was already eligible, they should have received their benefits, and they will receive them in the normal window of time. And at this point, Stearns County is completely up to date. We've been operating as normal, processing applications and doing what we need to do. And then the federal government, through the states and to the vendor, did give those benefits out to folks.
So everything's on time unless you're someone who is applying for them for the first time.
Correct. It's about on time, yes, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing that was able to turn around so quickly. It does look like, based on this particular new deal, that the government will stay in operation through January. But it also looks like SNAP benefits are good to go through September next year. Is that your understanding as well?
That is our understanding, and I assume we'll at least get a little bit of a time to continue business as normal for SNAP. But come around next year, I would imagine that we're going to be in this again.
One of the things that certainly has been a concern recently is the amount of people that are, the homeless population, the amount of people that are struggling to try to make things work from a financial standpoint. Everything's going up in price. Are you seeing more people apply and qualify for SNAP benefits in recent months?
We certainly have. We have had a continual, we had a dramatic increase after COVID ended. This is, I think, the fourth year in a row we've had a 40% increase in requests for public assistance. It has remained pretty steady. With a slight increases in people asking for assistance. So that is absolutely true. We are definitely seeing more people in need. And it should be noted that most people on public assistance are already working. They just can't afford their bills. So they're underemployed. So they're not making enough to pay for childcare, for rent, for transportation, for all of those things that we all need to pay for each month. So this is support for those families who are working but underemployed. And there are people who are on public assistance and not employed. And those folks are generally senior citizens, children, and people who have exclusions based on disabilities.
Last time we talked, we discussed your challenges with technology, and I actually brought it up to Terrell Clark, Stearns County Commissioner, and she was mentioning that you're using 1989 technology. Is there any hope that we're going to see that change anytime soon for you?
I don't know about anytime soon, but I am hopeful. We have been in conversations with the state, especially the Department of Children, Youth, and Families. And actually, there's been a little bit of movement on modernization. I just think that it's very expensive to fund and to fully fund technology that is necessary to do this work. And so the legislature is going to have to take a run at that again this session and see if we can't actually step it up a little, because we also spend a lot of money on poor technology. So it would be better to use that funding towards something that's actually effective.
Is one of the reasons why it wasn't updated because of safety concerns, security concerns?
I'm not aware of that. I think it's more that it costs a lot of money to put, to have an actually highly functioning technology system. And it's really the will of the legislature and what's happening there of where they want to put the funds. And also keep in mind, there's a lot of stigma with people on public assistance. And many people still believe people are just sitting on assistance and not working and not doing what they want to do. So I think politics plays a part. And people don't necessarily want to put their money into technology to help people get public assistance either.
Approximately how much money would it cost for you to see a big upgrade?
That, I don't know that I have a great guess, but I believe it would be probably in the tens of millions, but I'm not sure because I have not seen those quotes. I just know that it's large amounts of money. I think even the hundreds of millions. So it would be a large amount.
Because it would be across all systems. It wouldn't just be what you're doing in Stearns County. We're talking about the entire system would have to be upgraded.
Correct. This would not be for Stearns County alone. This would be the state of Minnesota needs to upgrade their systems, because all counties use the state of Minnesota systems to issue benefits. So the state of Minnesota needs to do this, yes.
If we do see that change at some point, would that make things more efficient for yourself and for individuals that qualify for benefits?
That's what we hope for. And there's been little improvements. So people can apply for benefits. In fact, you need to apply for benefits by your phone or computer or at minbenefits.com. You can go on there. It's very simple to apply for benefits in terms of the very first part of it. You have to attach documents and such, thus and such. But after that, the problem is it goes in from 2020's technology to 1989 technology. That is the problem. So we need that to be upgraded significantly. And once that happens, I would assume we would save a lot of money on administration of it.
How about AI? I know you mentioned that you're using some AI. How is that coming along? Is that still in the early process?
It is. We're having successes with that. And we may be doing a board presentation in the middle of December for our board on how we're progressing in terms of our EVA system. And we train her like she's a new employee. So every day we're reading transcripts and trying to make sure that she answers questions correctly. So that work is being done routinely, and she'll get better and better as she learns. And she'll be able to answer more complex questions as she goes along.
If people do want to find out more information about benefits, what is the website you suggest to go to?
The website that you should go to is, you can just simply Google minbenefits.com, and up on your phone or your computer will come all the information that you need to apply for any benefits. And it is definitely income and asset driven. So only people who are eligible for assistance will become eligible to receive them.
Melissa, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if I could mention one more thing, Jay.
Sure.
We are aware that the Department of Children of Youth and Families has received information that there's a new scam by text, email, and phone calls that may be going to SNAP recipients. And the scam tells recipients that they need to repay their benefits. So unfortunately, we have scammers taking advantage of the stress and this uncertainty caused by the federal government shutdown. So just know that that is not correct and that people should not be worried about repaying their benefits. But we do know that scam is going around right now.
Would you ever contact people by text?
We don't do that generally, no. We're working towards it, though, but we would never ask for people to repay benefits by text or phone or in any way. That does not happen that way.
Okay, very good. Melissa, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, have a great day.
You too. That's Melissa Huberty, Stearns County Human Services, joining us here on WJON.